Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
It's about the execution, because everybody's got some idea that they will think is $1 million idea.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Best ever listeners, it's time to enroll or re-enroll in a healthcare plan if you're an entrepreneur, a real estate investor. And the way to do that is by using Stride Health. The reason why is because you save a lot of money, $400 on average. They'll save you on your healthcare plan over the course of the year. And they've got a personal concierge service that the team doesn't work for an insurance company. They are your advocate, and they'll answer any health-related question that you've got. So we've got to do some sort of health insurance plan. Why not go to stridehealth.com/best ever and see how much you can save, have a personal concierge service help you along the way, and do something that you got to do anyway. So go to stridehealth.com/best ever and check it out. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. My name is Joe Fairless, and it's Follow Along Friday. Well, I should say it's Friday, so we're going to do Follow Along Friday. Follow Along Friday is a special segment on the show where I talk about the things that are happening in my life. I give an update, and it's not to just talk about my life. It's more about the things that I'm coming across, things that I'm experiencing, and you know, seeing how that's relevant to you in your real estate career and entrepreneurial endeavors. Today, I'm actually recording this from Lubbock, Texas. I'm
in Lubbock because I'm teaching a class this week on strategic client communication at Texas Tech University. The dean of the college asked me to teach this, and I was like, yeah, I would love to teach this. So I've got a class of Texas Tech students, and I'm teaching them all about how to communicate with clients from a verbal, a written standpoint, how to deal with the expectations of clients and how to exceed them, how to be a professional presenter, and you know, ultimately just how to be effective and get business done. So I'm using my experience from my days in advertising as the youngest vice president of a New York City advertising agency, and then mixing that in with my experience now as someone who raises money from investors, buys apartment communities, and shares in the profits. So talk to them about how to work with investors of, you know, high net worth investors and the types of conversations that I come across. So that's been a great experience. This past weekend, I was in Morgantown with my girlfriend Colleen and my buddy Matt, who Matt was on the show in, let's see, that was April 1st of 2015, where Matt pretended to be an investor who taught us how to make $10 million in 10 days. His name on the show was Ted Winters. So if you want a good laugh, then go to episode 211 and you can meet Mr. Ted Winters, aka my buddy Matt Azark, who is a comedian in New York City. And we played that April Fool's Day joke on you all. And I got a couple very upset, some messages from very upset best ever listeners and some tweets. And then they're calling me out for promoting a Ponzi scheme because they listened to the first portion of the episode, got really upset, and then didn't hear the end whenever we revealed that it was an April Fool's Day joke. So go check that episode out if you want a good laugh, episode 211. Or if you're looking to learn how to do a Ponzi scheme, then you can check out that episode as well. So enjoy the weekend in Morgantown. Morgantown has wonderful, welcoming people. We were welcomed with open arms, especially since Texas Tech stinks this year. So they probably knew they were going to win. So they felt bad for us, me and my painted face with the double T on my forehead. And then this weekend, I'm actually going to be attending the Kansas State Texas Tech football game in Lubbock, Texas, while I'm here, and I'm heading back to Cincinnati on Monday. So that's the kind of the personal front. On the business front, we got great news in that on the Cincinnati property that I've got, the contract is in motion. We're taking a look at it, and I actually received the contract from the buyer this week and sent that off to my attorney. I looked at it, I gave it a once over, or I guess maybe three times over reading through it. Everything looks to be in line with what the LOI discussed on the business points. Doesn't look like anything major is in there, and now it's just kind of firming things up on with the legal language and that sort of thing. And I'm sure my attorney's going to catch a couple things that I know my attorney will catch a couple things that I didn't. So I'll keep you posted as that continues to progress. The main focus right now is making sure that the property is positioned well for, you know, the inspections and the appraisals and ensuring that we've got everything that we need to, you know, continue to move the transaction along, as long as it continues to make sense for our side. On the Houston front, the 250 units that we have in Houston, we've done, it's gone phenomenally well. We've had it only 3.5 months now, and we've renovated specifically, I'll be specific, we've renovated over 30 units so far, all around about $5,000, which is our budget. We've striped the parking lot. We've created an outdoor kitchen with enclosed roof that's been completed. We have completed a sidewalk and pathway that gives access to the gazebo so that it's really easy to walk from one place to another and get to the gazebo. We've constructed 4 out of the 5 carports that we're going to be building. And that's going to bring extra revenue in for us. We're programming our website right now, and that should be live Probably by the next follow along Friday. And if you want to check it out, I'll let you know what the URL is. And on average, our renovated units are leasing for $875, and our pro forma was $850 for two bedroom, two baths. And on average, our three bedrooms, this is the kicker, our three bedrooms are leasing for $1,091 on average, but our pro forma was $950. So we're leasing well above what we anticipated, and our renewal rate for August and September is 69%. So 25 out of 36 apartments are renewing at an average increase of $65. And the occupancy is at 96%. We factored in 8% vacancy, so that would be 92% over the course of the year, but we've been at 4% vacancy over the time that we've had it so far. And so let's talk about why that's the case, because, you know, it's nice to throw numbers out there, but really the meat of it is why that's the case. And I'd say primarily it's because of the local management. We set them up for success based on, you know, finding the right property, putting the right business plan in place. So the work at the beginning, at the onset, was done properly, but it's really about the money's in the management. And again, you can't make the money if you're not buying it right and putting the right business plan in place, but then you've got to actually execute the business plan. Any entrepreneur will likely tell you that it's not about your ideas, it's about the execution, because everybody's got some idea that they will think is a $1 million idea. And everybody's got some idea of a business that they want to start. But how many actually start those businesses? A few, very few. And then how many just execute them flawlessly? Or if things go wrong, then they've got a way to course correct quickly and make things happen because they're tracking the progress along the way. Even fewer. And that's where the success of any entrepreneurial business comes into play, is the execution. Everybody's got an idea, but not everybody is good at execution. And that's what I've learned through the apartment communities that I have, is it's about the execution. And with the Houston deal in particular, it's about having a property management company that, one, has ownership interest in the property, so they have a financial interest to perform well, because as they perform well, they'll receive more upside. And then two, it's just making sure that the management company is qualified to manage the property. And specifically, what I mean by that is, what type of software program do they use, and how do they communicate with each other within their company on the items that the property needs to have addressed? For example, is there a budget overrun notification when the budget is, you know, say 50% complete, but yet there's more than 50% of the days left in the month? Is there some sort of notification process in place? What about the approvals for costs at a property? What are the thresholds that each stakeholder in the property needs to approve if there are certain expenses that have to be incurred? For example, is there an approval process for expenses over $500, over $5,000, over $10,000? Who all needs to approve those expenses? What's the process? These are types of questions that, if you're interviewing property management companies, you've got to find out if they have these types of processes in place, so that you know that they've got your back and that they know how to handle the unforeseen, because there's always going to be something that we don't see. If they know how to handle the unforeseen and they've got a process that will notify the right individuals whenever the time is right to do so. So that is the key to the success. We can talk about a lot of other things, but really, I believe it's in the local partner. And you know, I'm in Cincinnati, the apartments, communities in Houston, but having local partners with vested interests and really a really good process and experience, but a really good process is the key. So we'll keep rock and rolling on the 250 unit Houston deal. We also received notification, from the broker on the new deal that we were working on in Houston, and we missed out on it. We got into the final and best offer round. So basically, we made the first offer, and then they said, make another offer, your final and best, and we did. And then during the final and best round, we jumped on a call with the seller and the seller's broker. We ended up being under what the buying party that was selected was offering. So we are in second position on the property, which, you know, I think is fine, because I'm proud of us holding to how we did the underwriting for the property. And if the buyer that was selected isn't able to close, then we'll be next in line and we'll buy it at the price that we know that we can deliver the results for our investors and our team. And in fact, that same scenario happened with the 250 units that we closed on last August. We didn't get selected initially, and we ended up being second in line. Well, once they started doing more due diligence on the buying group, they found that they tend to be litigious, and they didn't want that type of headache on their hands. So they said, we're no longer going to award you this property. We're going to then go to our group. And we ended up closing on the 250 units. So there's plenty of potential and plenty of opportunity for this to come back around. And when it does come back around, if and when it does, then the momentum and the negotiating power tends to swing our way a little bit more, because the first deal didn't pan out and the seller's typically just a little bit more motivated to make things happen. In addition to that property, we're also actively underwriting, on average, a deal a day. I'd say on average a deal a calendar day, not even a business day. So about 7 deals a week. And how we're able to find those properties, one, through broker relationships. Some are on market, some are off market. And then another is just through relationships through the Best Ever Listener community. I get deals presented to me, I'd say once or twice a week, I get an email from Best Ever Listener, and they show me an opportunity. And then if it checks out, then we kind of continue the conversation. And just for the record, looking for B-class properties that have some sort of value add component and are in a major city, major MSA. And the city is doing well from a population growth standpoint, and then also has a good amount of job diversity. I look for other things too, but that's kind of the streamlined version of what we're looking for. Want to give a shout out to, well, I've got 4 clients right now who are either under contract or about to be under contract. One is a client who found a motivated seller through direct mail. The property is owned by actually a seller who's not even in the country. And so there's more to come on that. I want to be a little bit cryptic on this one because it's not under contract, but I think it's fair to say it's a motivated seller, and the buyer and the seller isn't even in the country. I don't think that's very specific. I don't think anyone will be able to narrow down the city or anything, but more to come. And perhaps once one of these deals close, and I'll mention some others here in a second, I'll have one of my clients on the show, and they'll talk about how they ended up pulling off the deal. Also got a client who's got a property under contract, a 22 unit in Indianapolis, another the 16 unit in Fresno, and then another client who's got an 8 unit in New Jersey, and it's in an area of New Jersey where the price per units are probably as expensive as most single family homes in the Midwest, actually twice as expensive as most single family homes in the Midwest. So more to come on that. I've got a couple calls later today and tomorrow to discuss those. And then lastly, I'm going to leave with this, and that's the three things that I'm grateful for. I always start my day by, one, chugging a liter of water with some wheatgrass scooped into it or some sort of green supplement. Has to be all veggies just to alkalize my body. I'm a huge believer of what Tony Robbins talk about, where you alkalize and you hydrate your body. Blood's the river of life. And so after I do that, I think of things that I'm grateful for. And so three things that I'm grateful for today right now is, one, starting my podcast and making it a daily show that has had just so many positive things as a result of doing that. Two is being able to spend time with my niece this week. She is a freshman at Texas Tech, and just kind of navigating the transition from living at home to living in a college town 4.5 hours away, making new friends and everything that comes with that. So I had a really wonderful visit with her and just soaked up every minute of it. And then lastly, really grateful for other podcasts to listen or to learn from. One of them, shout out to Tim Ferriss, in particular, the podcast that I've listened, the interview that I've listened to 3 times over and over and over is the interview he did with this YouTube guy, Casey Neistat. He's like a YouTube celebrity, and he's just a fascinating, well-spoken guy who dropped out of high school, not even college, dropped out of high school, had a kid whenever he was 16 years old, and now he's making 7 figures on YouTube, and he's got a tech startup. His day starts at 4:30 a.m. and it ends around 1:30 a.m. and he does it 7 days a week because he posts a video on YouTube every single day. And it's a vlog, a video blog, just a amazing, incredible, insane workaholic, and somebody who's, doing videos with Justin Bieber. And, he's got a really funny video on YouTube where he got a ticket not riding in the bike lane in New York City. So they gave him a ticket. And so he made a video in response to that, riding only in the bike lane, and he ended up running into things because the bike lanes are usually obstructed by all sorts of different things, and the video ends with him running into a police car that was parked in the bike lane. So his name's Casey Neistat, N-E-I-S-T-A-T. Just an incredible interview. Highly recommend, if you've got a couple hours to listen to an interview, then go check out that interview that Tim Ferriss did with him. So I'm grateful for other podcasts that I can learn from and apply those learnings. One of the learnings specifically that I learned from it is he thinks hard work can overcome anything. And it's so simple, but it's something that I'm going to continue to keep as a mantra for my business, is just, knowing that we can overcome whatever we come across as long as we have hard work. And I think I'll mix in working intelligently, because if we do the same darn thing over and over, it's not working. Then just because we're working hard, working all hours of night, doesn't mean it's going to be successful. So it's working intelligently and just outworking more than other people. So, and which is, kind of one of the reasons why I do a daily podcast. It's been a daily podcast for over a year now, and the results that have come from it, business relationships, investors in my apartment communities, clients that I work with to help them learn how to raise money and buy apartment communities and then actually do it. It's as a result of the podcast, not to mention, the wonderful relationships and the feedback that I get from you and all of the other Best Ever listeners. So, wonderful week. I hope you have a best ever weekend. I hope you enjoy it, spend it with the ones that you want to spend it with. And if you have an opportunity today, I would sincerely appreciate if you do a review in iTunes. Just keep them rocking, and I'll continue to read those reviews as I see them on the show. So have a best ever weekend, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, it's time to enroll or re-enroll in a healthcare plan if you're an entrepreneur, a real estate investor. And the way to do that is by using Stride Health. The reason why is because you save a lot of money, $400 on average. They'll save you on your healthcare plan over the course of the year. And they've got a personal concierge service that the team doesn't work for an insurance company. They are your advocate, and they'll answer any health-related question that you've got. So we've got to do some sort of health insurance plan. Why not go to stridehealth.com/best ever and see how much you can save, have a personal concierge service help you along the way, and do something that you got to do anyway. So go to stridehealth.com/best ever and check it out.